call is now being recorded.
Hey everyone, Amy Wood here, and I have Casey Korn with me. She is involved at Chesney Elementary School with a really cool effort by the fifth graders to tell us what they're up to trying to help the flood victim.
Okay, we are studying natural disasters as part of our fifth grade science unit, and one of our natural disasters that we cover are floods, and this was being discussed, you know, right in the midst of the flood, you know, tragedy hitting us. So one morning, you know, our kids were discussing it, and they said, well, Miss Korn, you know, I know that we're young, but we want to help. We want to start collecting stuff, but we don't know how to set it up. What can we do? So, you know, I took their, you know, generous offer, and I ran with it, and I spoke to my principal, Miss Dina Watson, and we came up with a group called CES, which stands for Chesney Elementary, Champs in Action, because we've been learning all about our champ behavior, which is part of our PBIS program. So our fifth graders came up with a list for each grade level to collect a type of item. It could have been, you know, hygiene items such as toothpaste and toothbrush, or even, you know, non-perishable food, paper products, and shampoo. So every day, our fifth graders would go and collect the items from each classroom. They sorted them and organized them into piles. They set up displays, and then they even packed up the boxes, taped them up, and loaded them on the trailer so that they could be carried down to the Columbia area.
And I'm looking at pictures online that we'll have in our story available to our audience. Really, lots of kids involved, lots of work. This is a hard job for these guys.
Absolutely. I don't think when they came up with the idea, they realized how great, you know, it would be run with, but they were completely enthusiastic. They, you know, offered to help. They offered to take their free time or their recess time. And even after school, they were staying to work on it and to sort and to pack boxes and, you know, to come early to help, you know, label the boxes. And they really did a phenomenal job.
Where will the help go? Do you know specifically where you're going to be able to get these items and get them working and helping?
My husband actually drove the trailer down, and he met with a contact person at the Newberry Emergency Management System. And what they did is that they had an armored vehicle ready, waiting on them, and they carried the full trailer plus the back of his truck full, along with selection of waters that a local church had donated, and they were taking that directly to the victims and some of the shelters.
I know you told me one of the key goals here was to let young people know they can really make a difference, and these young people at Chesney Elementary really have.
Absolutely. I am beyond proud. This is exactly what a teacher wants to see, is her students taking the initiative and realizing no matter their location, whether it be from a small town, nor their age, 10 or 11 years old, they can have a great idea, run with it, and make a huge difference. I am very, very proud of them.
I don't blame you. Well, we appreciate you sharing the story, and we love seeing our community continuing to remember people still need our help. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. You're so very welcome.